You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I got a pretty funny show for you today. I've had a lot of interesting experiences today. And right now, I've got a video version of this coming out. And I'm sorry, but it is going to be up instead of left to right. So the camera's up. Like I'm holding the phone straight up. So anyways, the point being is that we've got a funny show. I started campaigning through phone messages. I was sending text messages to all my friends and contacts on my phone, and I got some pretty funny replies. That's not the whole show, but I got two F-offs. So they said F off, and I was like, okay. I mean, I didn't tell them that, but I said, like, I took it as like, okay, you know, you did a lot. Why don't you just take a little break for a second? So I said, all right. But I told them, thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you. That's what I told them. What else did I do today? I went and tried to get a job. Got an interview for a job. Got somebody hired for me doing, campaign collecting, donation collecting. Getting contributions going. So if you'd like to contribute, please visit chance.money. If you'd like to contribute to my game, if you'd like to trip on my words, why don't you just fall right over? Sorry. If you'd like to contribute to my campaign, please visit sheriffx.com/president first. So that way you can see the rules. I'm very proud of one of the people who are starting to give donations. They talked to somebody, but they were trying to donate through a nonprofit. So that, I don't think that was a go, so it's a no-go. That's all right, though. At least somebody's trying. That's awesome. And so if you're trying to make some extra money, help me out with these contributions. Get people to contribute. Send me a message through Instagram. At Sheriff Puma. Let me know that it was done and who you got to contribute so I know that you're straight up. Or you can find me on Facebook. Facebook.com/ChanceTrahan8. ChanceTrahan and then the number 8. So you can check me out there. Oh my goodness. I've had a really, really fun day today. I've had people... I got this one friend. I've had a friend. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. And he says... sorry, I'm a little sick, so I'm kind of hoarse here, but... He says, I don't know who the F you are. I don't know no chance. Yeah, you know, and I haven't spoken to him. I don't talk to him all that often. But he's actually helped me go vegan. So that's pretty cool. And, just by saying that he's vegan. So I thought that was cool. I was like, whoa, he's vegan? That's awesome. But, you know, he was... He told me that I couldn't even spell Trump. And he thought I was trying to collect donations for Trump. That was funny. But the one person... Oh my goodness. He was just like, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, I'll just go ahead and let the cat out of the bag, I guess. I was, you know, getting intimate with somebody through text messages, and for some reason that didn't go the way that I thought it was gonna go. And which is fine, you know. What guy these days my age hasn't tried that at least? And, it was not the smartest thing to do. I straight up admit it, you know. It's a whole culture that we should probably get rid of these days. Unless you're straight up dating that person. And, yeah. So, somehow word gets around to this guy that that's what's going on between me and this girl. Well, I guess he liked this girl, and she didn't think too highly of it. But, like I said, I must have took her message the wrong way. I don't know. You take a risk sometimes, and you see the which way it goes. But, long story short, he was like, I don't think so. It was a very South Parky reply. No, I don't think so. And Delete my number from your phone. Okay, mister. I said, is this so-and-so? Yes. Okay, my pleasure. Have a nice day. Some along those lines. But it was, you know, it was just like, hey, okay, thank you. Have a nice day. And it was just really funny, his reply. Because the whole backstory, you know, and it's not funny unless you know the backstory. Oh my God, there's a campaign that sent out a racy photo. That happens, you know? It does. And it's just, when you're single, you do things. When you're not, you do things. And yeah, I mean, I don't advocate what I did for anybody, but that was like years ago already. I couldn't even tell you what, 2015? You know, I mean, I've got nothing to hide, dude. I've really got nothing to hide. I mean, apparently. But now, you know, looking back at that, it was not the best decision. Not the best decision at all. And I'm not proud of it, but I'm also not scared to put it out there. I'm not scared of the truth, folks. A lot of people are these days, though. They're all really bent out of shape over the truth, and I'm not, you know? I'm just not. I'm not ashamed of the things that I've been through. And you shouldn't be either. Now, should you be proud of the things that you went through? No, definitely not. But at what point do you stop and say, you know what, I shouldn't be like that anymore? It's just funny. It's just funny. It really is. Oh my goodness. I just... The replies. I had somebody that messaged me and was like, well, no, I'm sorry, they didn't message me. They called me. They straight up called me from a Flint, Michigan number. An unknown number to me. And was saying, well, they use this fake British voice. Who is this chance for president? I was like, who is this? Quit playing with me. You know? And they called me while I was on the toilet. Like, what the... It's my bad for answering it, but at this point I need a job, so I answered. I said, who is this? Quit playing with me. And they hung up the phone. Jeez, I don't know, should I be president or should I be a comedian? Or should I be comedian for president? I don't know, I'm many things, but... President is not one of them yet. But that's something I'm working on changing. And it's slowly but surely getting there. But I've got faith. Because God has faith in me. You know, I keep going to God for answers and asking God for help and giving him or her or God. Java. You know, and then Jeshua. You know, I keep going to them for the answers and I want to carry on the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost with me. I want to carry on with me. And that's why I'm putting the truth out there. It's like, I'm not scared. I mean, there are some things that I'm afraid of. But I'm not going to hide from who I am. I don't want to. And I shouldn't. Nobody should. You shouldn't be judged like that. Which leads me to another point, man. You know, I knocked the Trump budget yesterday, but... there's something that I really forget sometimes. It's that Trump is getting strong-armed. You know? And that's something that I don't want to stand for. I don't want to stand for a presidential candidate or a president getting strong-armed by a company like NASA. We all know NASA's bullcrap. I saw this post today by somebody. They were like, oh, satellites, whatever. Yeah, right. Satellites, get out of here. And I mean, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing, but it's some food for thought, the way they put it. I was just like, oh, okay. It just makes me go, The things that make it go, It's interesting, I'm telling you. So, I don't, I'm not putting this in here as a promotion, but I want to put this in here because I've learned quite a bit from this book, and I just want to thank the man because I actually know him in person. We've met in person. Like, I don't personally know him like crazy or nothing. But, you know, he likes my comments on his status, and he'll even send an emoji back. You know? It's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool guy. I like Damon John a whole lot. And there's a lot of people that like him a lot, too. And I'm not showing off whenever I show you this. I'm just showing you where I've been, but Will Zapka, I hope I said his name right. He signed this for me, Chance, No Mercy. I was at the Toy Con, Super Toy Con in Las Vegas in 2016. Yeah, 2016, I think, or 2017. But either way, I was there while he was there, and he signed this for me, and he gave it to me for free. That was really awesome. He's like, dude, you want one? I was like, yeah. He goes, pick one. I picked this one. He goes, this was also Daniel-san's favorite. But you know his name. And if you don't know his name is Ralph Macchio. He's a cool guy. I don't know him, but from what Will said, he says he's a real cool guy. So I'll just take his word for it. Awesome. So, I mean, I'm only doing this because, you know, I've got the camera on me. So that way you guys can go and watch the video and see these things that I'm showing off here and things like that. Here. I have one more thing to show you. My grandpa served in the military. And he did serve during peacetime, but the point is that he received this. It's a presidential, basically a thank you note and a commemoration honoring. And this is George Bush Sr. that signed it. Hold it up so you can see. So I thought that's pretty cool, and I've held on to that for a long time. Not perfectly flat anymore, but this is important to me, and I'd like to pass this on to my kids. You know, this man had a rough life. My grandpa Russell, he's amazing. Yep. And I'd show off the other stuff, like, but I don't know. I guess I'll show off my new cuffs. I had them for a while, they're Vipertex. I thought it's cool the way they do like that. It's pretty cool. I got two pairs of those. Yeah, got a taser also. But I think I may have showed this off before. I don't know. Got this taser. It's pretty dope. I really like it. I keep it charged up. I try not to test fire too much. I don't want to damage the goods. I need to save it for in case of emergency. I got a BB gun here too, but I'm not gonna show that off. I don't want to show off too much stuff. So yeah, what are you guys up to? How are you guys doing? I'm really proud of my campaign today. I want to take a second to honor my accomplishment today. I remained positive all day today. I had a lot of people talking down to me, and I could have let that stop me. And just like whenever I went and campaigned, you know, I could have let what that neighbor said to me stop me also. But I didn't. And I just kept going. And I'm very proud of what I did. I'm very proud of that because I could have stayed negative. I could have stopped there and never talked to anybody on my block. I could have let my fear stop me. And if that was true, then I wouldn't went and try to get a job today. Went and put in an application somewhere. Got an interview for another place I've already put an application into. I expected to hear back from them, but they had never contacted me. And so I called them today. So hopefully that'll work out. Because I'm already 1 month late on rent. Yep. So I'm trying the best I can to pay my rent. So I've got some forces working against me, as I mentioned in my last podcast, and I just, first off, would like to invite that person to get a life and stop harassing me, because, you know, I like you as a person, I just don't trust you to be my friend or to even look at me. You know, people tell me what you say online, whether you think they do or not. People tell me everything you say. People report back to me. I don't even ask for it. They come and they tell me. They tell me what you say, Juliana. Jules. Everybody knows what you're up to. I saw the person hanging out next door today whenever I got home. I saw that. Don't think you're slick. Don't think you're slick. Just because you found out where I live, don't think that you're slick. Don't forget who I am and what I do. And I only mean that because of my training. And I don't mean that as a challenge, because who wants that in their life? Who wants drama? I mean, apparently you do, because you're starting it. And I ask, why? What did I do to you? Why do you have such an agenda against me? I mean, I can file another criminal complaint against you, that's fine. I can go ahead and do that, that's fine. And based on what I know, I should be filing a protective order. And I should probably keep that going for as long as I should live. But hey, you want to attack a presidential candidate covertly? By all means, that's your choice, not mine. I'm not asking you to do this, I'm asking you to stop. What you're doing is putting yourself into harm's way. You're incriminating yourself, basically. People on that group have told you to stop harassing me. But you keep it up, and you keep doing it. And you're only harming yourself in this. I don't want this to happen to you. I don't want to have to file a criminal complaint. You think that I want to go to court and file something on you? On top of all that? I don't want to have to do that. Who wants to step into court when they don't have to? Come on. It's drama. Just stop. Even your sister has said to stop. But you and your mama, you know, I feel bad for you. I really do. Bad for both you and your mom. Because you drag your mom into your drama. Or whatever. So, yeah. Has Obama spied on you? To everybody else, because we're switching subjects now. That's done and over with. Has Obama spied on you? I would really like to know. You know, there's a couple other things, because I know for a fact that he spied on me. He's probably used FISA courts on me. And I say I know for a fact because his daughter ended up in my Uber. Or was it Lyft? Either way, she ended up in my ride, and her friend puked in my ride. I remember them. And if you want to know more about that, you're going to have to go back to another podcast called Sheriff Says What's Up, Puke My Ride. In the case about changing my name, still working on that. Still working on that. You know, FBI tracking is something else right now. They can do amazing things. They can do some really amazing stuff with the technology that they have, and it's a matter of fact that I believe that ICE could benefit very much so from the FBI's technology. And I believe that they should be an underling of ICE. Now, still carry on their same duties and same responsibilities and things like that, but they would have to work with ICE. Everything would have to run through ICE. Which would be a simple process. Don't get me wrong, it's not gonna hinder your job. Otherwise, this ain't gonna work. You know, and the FTC monitoring is that within itself needs to just come to a stop. FTC has been sorely compromised from what I understood. Now, what they do today, I don't know. Under the Trump administration, I don't know. I have no idea. But I do appreciate the things that Trump has done to, you know, help with everything going on. And I don't like the fact that he's being strong-armed. He's being manipulated, folks, ladies and gentlemen. He really is. It's crazy. You know, the Department of Justice needs to be singled out. They really do. It's crazy. There's so much illegal spying and illegal funding going on. It's insanity, in my opinion. In my honest opinion, it's crazy. All the stuff that Obama's been able to do in his whole 8 years of presidency, he's had a whole 8 years to do everything he does. Oh, it's just out of control. I mean, this probably has nothing to do with Obama and his spying and stuff like that, but, you know, there was one time where I was driving and I had passengers and I got pulled over with a bunch of girls in the car. There were a bunch of girl passengers. They all wanted to go downtown. They wanted to drink. And so I'm there and there's a bike cop on the street, on the main street, the strip, you know, not Vegas, but another city. He pulled us over on a bike. Told us to pull over. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, okay. So I pulled over and the girls just wanted to get out of the car and I told them, just, that's fine. Well, he sees a magic rock in my car and he got freaked out. He thought it was drugs and he tried to intimidate me about it. And I was like, it's a magic rock, dude. You want to see it here? And he's like, no. Cops are scared of magic and chicken's feet. They know you do voodoo, they don't want to touch that. Nah, I'm not saying to go and do that. You know, I'm just saying what I know from what I've seen. But, you know, if you can tell, I'm really exhausted. I've had a really, Tuesday? Is it Monday or Tuesday? Like, see, I don't even know what day it is. Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's been one of those kinds of weeks for me. You know, I've got a lot going on. I've been saying that for so long. I got a lot going on, guys. You guys, I got a lot going on. That was an inside joke for a minute. But, yeah. I don't know. It's the corruption in law enforcement. You know, it's like the guy just wanted to pull me over to look cool in front of the girls, it seemed. And then try and see if he could stick me with something at the same time. But I did nothing wrong. He tried to say that I almost ran him over on the bike, and that's not true. I stick to the left line, not the right. You know, he made up a whole reason. It's ridiculous. You know, our law enforcement corruption is ridiculous right now. It's through the roof. It's sad. It's sad the state of affairs that we're in right now. And now, law enforcement corruption has gone on for a long time, don't get me wrong. I'd even say some of it was staged. But, I don't know. Like, some of it is not. Some of it is planned. You know, it makes me wonder, like, what kind of fake news is being put out there in order to make things happen. It is on a whole nother level these days. Honestly, it's exhausting. It's too much. I just would like to become president and do the best job that I possibly can. I was always taught to do the best that I could possibly do and to be the best that I could possibly be. And my grandpa in the military enforced that in me. And my stepdad. My ex-stepdad also taught me a lot about that. This is Robert Hasenbeck, Sr. Robert Hasenbeck, Sr. As you can see, I was a cute kid, bucky teeth. But yeah, that's Robert. That's my mom. That's me. But yeah. I don't trust that man. I don't. He was never nice to me. He was always rough on me. He's really strict. I come from a really, really strict militant upbringing from a guy who never joined the military. Now, my grandpa was militant too, of course. But this guy right here, he was just always drunk. And if you're going through that, I just like to say, it's not always going to be like that for you. You will grow up. And things, it's going to be up to you. Things are going to be up to you. I read something the other day that said, we have three loves in our life. The first one is something about, it's an innocent childish love. And the second one, you basically get ran over in so many words. Like your heart gets stomped on. You get abused. It's abusive. It's really bad. But then the third one comes and you're not even looking for it. And at this point, I'm not even looking for love. And it's with somebody who you never really go for usually. And at this point, well, previously, well, I guess till this point, I don't want love. In a relationship wise, yes, okay, it would be nice, but who can I really trust? Who can I really, you know, with, this is my life I'm trying to trust them with. And this is kind of a personal subject. But I mean, look at this relationship. This relationship was bad, awful. You know, when it's like whenever you walk in on your grandparents and you're like, oh, I don't want to see that. Kind of happened to me in a way, except I caught him basically sex trafficking, sexing my mom. Like, I didn't watch their intercourse or nothing, but there was some really weird stuff going on. He's putting a knife up to her throat. And this is getting, okay, let me just stop. I don't know who's watching this, so I don't. And plus, like, look at what it's doing to me. It's already causing anxiety. So I'm going to come out of that spiritually and mentally. And I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to remain positive right now because that's what this is about. It's about positivity. The power of positivity, folks. Turn pain into power. Create self-worth. And build a brand. Get it, folks. Just get it. Do it. Those are the three steps it takes. Just do it. Turn your pain into positive power. Power, folks. Power. Remember that this is your life. These are your choices that you're making. And you have total control of it. So, now that doesn't mean to take things into your own hands and do crazy things because of it. It's not what I'm saying at all. Please understand that. If you're a fan of this, please understand that. If you listen to this all the time, or if you're listening to this for the first time, please understand that. Do not take things into your own hands, but take the power into your own hands because you have the choice to make the decision to change your life. Whenever I say change your life, that could be anything. It could be getting yourself out of that situation. It could be anything. Just making a different choice and changing your life. For me, the smart thing would have been to take my kids and to do the best I could for them. But instead, I trusted my life with somebody I should not have trusted. And she, in so many words, it manipulated the law to kidnap our kids and to keep them from me. It's bad. It's so bad. It's a really bad issue. And these are the types of things that I'm trying to fix as president. Please, please support me for presidency. You can donate at chance.money or sheriffx.com/president. sheriffx.com/president. So I just want to say thank you.